Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of real talk and motivation on the dopamine fast. Today we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space for self-care. Ever feel like you're constantly running around, juggling a million things, with barely any time to breathe, let alone prioritize yourself? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Self-care isn't selfish. It's absolutely essential, especially in today's chaotic world. Think of it like this. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? If you're constantly drained and running on fumes, how are you supposed to show up as your best self for the people you love and the things you care about? Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Logan, easier said than done. Where do I even start? Creating that safe space can feel like a huge task, but trust me, it's totally doable, and the benefits are seriously worth it. So buckle up, because we're about to break down 5 key takeaways to help you build your own personal self-care sanctuary. First up, define what self-care truly means for Yo-Yo. It's not about bubble baths and face masks, although those can be nice. It's about identifying the activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, spending quality time with loved ones, or simply carving out some quiet time for yourself. The key is to figure out what truly brings you joy and helps you recharge. Think of it like creating a personalized menu of self-care that caters to your unique needs and preferences. Next up, eliminate the noise. You know that feeling when your phone's buzzing with notifications, emails are piling up, and social media is demanding your attention? It's exhausting. To create a safe space for self-care, you need to minimize distractions. This might mean setting boundaries with technology, putting your phone on do not disturb mode, turning off notifications, or even designating specific times for checking emails. It's about reclaiming your focus and creating pockets of peace amidst the chaos. Speaking of boundaries, learn to say no gracefully. This is a big one. We often feel pressured to overcommit ourselves, leaving little room for self-care. But remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being. You don't have to say yes to every request or invitation. Politely declining things that drain your energy or don't align with your goals allows you to protect your precious time and space. Now, let's talk about finding joy in the everyday moments. Self-care doesn't have to be elaborate or time-consuming. It can be as simple as savoring a cup of coffee in the morning sunshine, taking a few deep breaths before starting your day, or listening to a song that makes you feel happy. These small acts of kindness towards yourself can make a huge difference in your overall well-being. Finally, be patient and kind to yourself. Creating a safe space for self-care is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more centered and balanced, and there will be days when you struggle. The key is to be compassionate with yourself throughout the process. Acknowledge your efforts, celebrate your wins, and don't beat yourself up for slip-ups. Remember, progress over perfection. You know those times when you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or just plain burnt out? Ever wish you had a secret weapon to help you navigate those rough patches? Well, guess what? Your own personal safe space for self-care can be that secret weapon. Picture this. You're facing a deadline at work, and your mind is racing with worries. But instead of spiraling into anxiety, you take a few deep breaths, step away from your desk, and put on your favorite playlist. You might even grab a cup of herbal tea and spend 10 minutes meditating or journaling. Suddenly, that feeling of overwhelm starts to fade, replaced by a sense of calm and clarity. You're able to approach your work with renewed focus and energy because you took the time to nourish yourself first. That, my friends, is the power of creating a safe space for self-care. It's not just about relaxation. It's about equipping yourself with the tools and resources you need to handle life's inevitable challenges with grace and resilience. So remember, prioritize your well-being, nurture your inner world, and create that sanctuary where you can truly be yourself. The benefits will ripple out into every aspect of your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What does a safe space for self-care look like for Yo-Yo? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to subscribe to The Dopamine Fast for more daily doses of motivation and inspiration. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.